Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we are on the cusp of Thanksgiving. Thank God I have two shows to do today. I think I have more than enough for that. Maybe they have to put on an indent in the after show. Welcome in, Madani Trump. President Trump is a president, primarily a capitalist or a populist? I would say more of a populist. But I have a great column at Fox today. What Trump, if he had the chance, and I don't think he'll be lecturing Mondami, maybe sparring with him a bit, the five things that capitalism does versus the five that socialism does. Love to hear from you. What is it you would say to someone like, oh, I don't know, Madeline Dean and the goofball voters of Montgomery County? 86 Democrats voted to condemn socialism, a resolution from this Maria Salazar, who I think her relatives, at least, were in communist Cuba at one point. 86, but not the Dean of Decency, not her soulmate, Mary Gay Scanlon. They did not vote to condemn socialism. And two, they're not from this area. Two Democrats voted present. They're even worse. How could you vote present on communism? Communism, yes, no, present. You'll be the first one taken out to the gulag. Present. You know what? They got to take that present. I don't know why this is such an easy thing. I'd get rid of the pardoning power, or I might give you five over the course of your 4 years. I'll throw in one for the extra year. That's it. So you're going to have to determine worthy people. Two, no lunch breaks, no bathroom breaks, only one bathroom break, Congress in session. Three, get rid of voting present. If you don't want to vote, you don't vote. You're not present. You can't put, well, I voted. Well, what did you vote, Johnny? I voted present. Oh, you should be elevated to the presidency. So I have the list of the 86 Democrats, and some of them are the usual suspects you see on TV. They did vote to condemn socialism. Brendan Boyle of Northeast Philadelphia. Whoa, he voted to condemn socialism. Herb Conaway, who is in South Jersey, he voted to condemn socialism. The Houlihan voted to condemn socialism. We'll get to her. Let's see. Any other locals here? Ted Lieu. Have you ever seen that guy of California? He is farther left than almost anybody in their caucus. He voted to condemn socialism. Let's see. Presidential candidate Cortez. No, AOC did not vote to condemn socialism.
Huh.
Tlaib, are you kidding? I'd like to send Henry on a mission to get a quote from Tlaib. That'd be fun to see his face. A new reaction. Let's see. Any other locals here? the cowboy hat woman, Frederica Wilson of Florida, the three-name woman, the curls and the three-name, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I once debated her in the green room of the Lou Dobbs show. It was a lot of fun. We weren't even scheduled to be on Dobbs together, but it happened. Let's see. Any others of note? I'm giving you an idea that these are the usual people to the left. They voted to condemn socialism. Hakeem Jeffries condemned socialism. Why is it that Mary Gay Scanlon and the Dean of Decency get away with not voting to condemn socialism? We're not going to do it. You can't make us. Again, the rot of the suburbs is something that I see every day. So this guy, well, let me play you. Then I'll give you what Ted Jenkin wrote in time for President Trump meeting Mondami today. The difference is in five categories of capitalism versus socialism. Here is Mark Kelly. And I'm not going to do the preamble anymore. You know what? He's gone too far. Mark Kelly, who surprised us, not Houlihan, not Slotkin, not some of those others. They didn't surprise me in what they did to kick it off this week to try to wreck the chain of command. That's exactly what they were doing. But Mark Kelly was a bit surprising. Listen to Kelly in this as he continues his battle and he actually invokes the name of Charlie Kirk. Think about this into what he's done here. Here's how it sounded.
Just a friendly reminder that we are a country of laws. And by the way, I don't think there's anything more American or patriotic than standing with the Constitution. We're a country of laws. If anybody in the chain of command, anybody asks you to do something that's illegal, not only should you not do it, you're actually required not to do it. You have to follow You are not to follow illegal
orders.
It was pretty basic. And the president's first instinct is to politicize this, to threaten political violence on members of the United States Congress. On the heels, I mean, just 2 months ago, that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and he talked about political violence, and now his instinct is to call for our execution.
Yeah, and you know...
Morning Schmo. Okay, so imagine this guy. Imagine this guy invoking the name of Charlie Kirk in this, saying that political violence is what Trump engaged in. Now, I didn't like the way Trump fully put it. I would have buttoned it up more. There's nothing wrong with buttoning up. But it was a syllogism. What you're doing here appears to be something that could cause disruption in the U.S. military. Military court or whatever court this would appear in might feel that that's the case. And that might be sedition. Might be. And logically, the penalty for sedition, it's not just prison. It could be death. Show after show, they come on. They don't talk about anything specific. They continue to want to squeeze this. But you cannot invoke the name of Charlie Kirk. You just can't do it in this. And trying to shield yourself, how dare you, political violence and the rest of it, and bring up Kirk, who was shot in this situation, where you can't even man up and tell us exactly what you're talking about. Maybe you don't even know what you're talking about. All right, here is Matt Taibbi, who is kind of an independent. Taibbi's saying, this is Cut 21, this is starting to look like Russiagate. What happened here with these hoaxy-like charges, nothing specific. We're just telling you we need an update. Trump's still there for 3 more years. Well, you are saying then that Trump is engaging this or about to engage in it. Would you share in your crystal ball what he's about to engage in? All right, here's Taibbi.
It's such blatant, bad, overwrought propaganda. And this whole idea of you can refuse to obey illegal orders, well, that's always been true. And we've had a gazillion illegalities in government that the Democrats didn't say a word about for decades. So why now? And also just this general notion of encouraging an uprising, essentially, I don't know. I mean, there are so many things about modern politics that just make you shake your head and say, we're just in this new territory. I don't even know how to think about it, honestly. Like, is that beyond insubordinate or unhelpful? It reminds me again of the beginning of Russiagate, right? There were all these leaks about encouraging people not to share intelligence with the United States. That made Trump look bad, but it also made the United States look weak and vulnerable, and sent a signal that the country was in schism and maybe the government was not stable. Is that what they're trying to project? I mean, is that right? I don't think so.
Right.
That's a great analogy to Russiagate. Matt Taibbi, one of the smarter guys out there. That's exactly what they're doing, and they're continuing to do it because the media throws the shield around them and doesn't ask the question time after time, specifically, what are we talking about? And for Mark Kelly, I don't care anymore. You know, we give all due to service. Now it's too far. Knowing exactly what invoking Charlie Kirk in this. You don't get to do that. You just don't get to do that. Go back on your side. You've shown what you are. Now here's Houlihan. And again, same thing with these people in the suburbs voting for people who lecture us, like Madeline. Oh, I don't know what socialism is. Why would I vote against something like that? It's not happening. Mary Gay Scanlon, the same thing in the suburbs. No shows. 86 other Democrats did vote to at least condemn socialism. All right, here is this is cut 19. It's new from Houlihan that she's stunned when the president called for my death. Get over it,
right,
lady.
This morning, fresh reaction after the president accused six Democrats of seditious behavior, and he later said their behavior was punishable by death. These Democrats have posted a video reminding military service members that they can, and in fact, some cases must, disobey illegal orders.
Our laws are clear.
Carry out orders that violate the...
...us now. Congresswoman, thank you so much for being with us. There is concern after the president said that this behavior could result in death. There is concern over safety. What precautions are you taking this morning?
Good morning, and thanks for having me under really difficult circumstances. I will be honest, being a member of Congress is always something where your safety is at risk. And so for me, this isn't really a very different posture than before. You know, of course, I'm very worried about this office and my team and my family. But I think I'm just continually stunned by the fact that I'm worried about it is because the commander in chief, the president of the United States, has called for my death. And that's something that should just be chilling for everybody. And everybody should be worried about their safety in this nation when the president can wield that sort of a statement.
Yeah, I'm sure in horsey country, that's what they'll be taking from this, not the outrage over what they've done here and continue to do and get away with. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me give you quickly, and then I'll give you more detail. This guy, Ted Jenkin, wrote a great column today at Fox. Here are the five things he would tell Mondami or say after this meeting with Trump. And Trump can say, yeah, I told him. What about this with capitalism? Capitalism expands supply. Socialism rations it. Think, the Pilgrims. Point two, capitalism attracts capital. Socialism chases it away. Think New York City. What's happening and what's going to happen? Point three between the two. Where to point three? Here we go. Capitalism innovates. Socialism standardizes. You're not going to get innovation with socialism. Why would you? Point four. Capitalism rewards work. Socialism redistributes it. And finally, capitalism creates jobs. Socialism creates dependence. So at least this guy, at least now, I know he wants to try to say he's a democratic socialist, is headed there with that kind of banner. So we're having a back and forth. At least he admits it, what he's doing. Of course, he'll say affordability is the issue. And capitalism is not providing affordability. That's what the argument is. What does socialism provide? Well, he's going to say you're going to get something for nothing. That's what the appeal is. We ought to call it that, something for nothing. Don't say socialism, say something for nothing. Side question today. Producer John, new on the horizon last week, I guess made his debut with this show, so we're honoring him as we do with producers. Hit us with somebody in history, real or fictional. I got a great fictional one named John, Johnny, something like that. And remember, it's all in the call. You don't just blurt out a name, then you're off in the thing. It's all in telling us. I'm going to take off, of course, John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, JFK, and fictionally, John McClane.
Ah, great one.
Also, a guy I wish I had seen in concert. I only vaguely have seen, or I wish Dan or Henry had gotten an interview. Well, he may not have been alive when Henry was, so we can't call Henry on that one. Johnny Cash. Oh, ooh, Johnny brilliant. Cash to me is just unbelievable. I can't imagine when he does Walk the Line, et cetera. He's got the whole thing going on.
The whole charisma, yeah.
Oh, he does. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to take off one real and one fictional, okay. John, here. The real one I'm going to take is someone we're all familiar with, and then that would be Sir John Harrington.
Ah. Okay.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know of the name. I'm not sure why.
I have no idea who that is.
So Sir John Harrington is the reason we have the flushing toilet today, and it is named after him when you say, I'm going to go hit the John.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Very nice. He took the John off.
Yeah. Actually,
that's like a Joe of Exton answer.
Yeah, I wanted to get that going early today. I want some Joe of Exton answers with this. So, and then the other one to take off is the the fictional one. He is the editor-in-chief of the fictional newspaper, The Daily Bugle. Yep. And he is upset with one of his employees, Peter Parker, because he can't get him more pictures of Spider-Man. And that would be J. Jonah Jameson.
All right.
John Jonah Jameson is his full name.
Wow. A lot of detail here. Yeah. All right. And John, in your honor, who's yours?
I got to go with the man that has granted the most make-a-wishes ever, John Cena.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then fictional, I got to go with Johnny Bravo.
All right. All right. So we got a million. I got one more. It's a random one. I'll hold it for a little bit later. One of my favorite films. I don't think anyone's going to say it. So I'll let you know if you do get in. That's fine. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us with that. And what would your message to Mondami be? What point would you make about capitalism? Yo, come on now with this guy here. Do you think Trump's going to be solely transactional? Now, Trump dearly loves New York. We're going to go through that whole thing with this guy. So I don't think he's going to crack down on New York anytime soon. But it's going to be interesting what Mondami says happened with Trump, his analysis of Trump. Can you imagine people coaching him up? All right, here's what Trump's going to do. Trump doesn't know what he's going to do. It's all on the spot. I've seen it. I don't think you can coach him up. You just have to say, here are a couple thoughts. Make sure you get them in. Then whatever else happens, it happens. That's all that you can do. 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand, on demand.
Yeah, that's a great Johnny. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in with Dom. What would you be telling vis-a-vis Trump today? I mean, this is a moment where people are looking at this. We just had this big vote in the Congress. Simple thing, condemning socialism. I'm not going to read the whole resolution. All I know is Madeleine Dean probably having her hair done or something. Or telling us about civility, and Mary Gay Scanlon both voted no. They don't want to condemn socialism. Why not? Let's have more socialism in Delco and in Chester County and also in Montgomery County. Okay, so, and we played Matt Taibbi. This is a continuing thing here, this idea of Russiagate, this thing that will not go away, what they have evoked here due to this attack on the chain of command, attack on Trump. He's a menace. You got to be ready at all times. He might say something illegal, and you are mandated not to do it. And Mark Kelly even bringing up Charlie Kirk. It just doesn't get any worse. Mark Kelly, you can't bring up Charlie Kirk. You can't, buddy. You can't shield yourself anymore. We've given you all the credit in the world, but you are hell-bent to cause this trouble, to do something that's over the line. So I think you forfeit all that. We shouldn't mention anymore. Well, of course, his military service. Same thing with Houlihan, DeLuzio, and these others. And they continue to go on shows and get away with not saying anything specific and continuing now to bounce back to what Trump said. By the way, yesterday, another case in point, and I was going back and forth here as I was getting ready for another show. The Coast Guard, in re-upping their guidelines, got caught up somewhat. The Washington Post went way overboard. It was fake news. They were actually reporting at one point the Coast Guard wouldn't be concerned with people in the Coast Guard if they had swastikas and Confederate flags and nooses. And it's not that, but they should have been more aware of how they wrote these guidelines. At one point, the guidelines seemed to say, well, it might be potentially divisive, a swastika. You think, Coast Guard? It is divisive. You know, you're going to update them. I get it. Just state it. That's all that you have to do. You don't have to do anything else. Just state it. And go down that path. That's all. But the Washington Post immediately made it as if they were trying to court a whole bunch of racists here. They went way overboard on what they were reporting. We have more that continues here with Josh Shapiro and the $75 million. I have seen nothing from him yet that he's going to check on at least 12 other people that are here illegally that got CDL licenses. It might be hundreds. Just not going to do it. And the Secretary of State, who usually, you know, texts me and does all that, doesn't want to come on, I guess, to tell us his role in this and how people are registered to vote and what's happening around and how you get through these channels. Republicans just have to be more aggressive. They should call right now and say, we're calling before Thanksgiving Eve. Whatever the date they want to set, immediately. We're going to hold a full hearing on this. We're going to subpoena all these people, starting with Shapiro, PennDOT, et cetera. And we're going to stop this. you're not going to be able to be here illegally, undomiciled, all the rest, and get a real ID and certainly get a trucker's license. And we're going to go step by step through this, moment by moment, second by second. And if they have any footage of this, does this guy go anywhere to do it? Did he just, how? Did the Biden administration vouch for him and they just said, okay? Now, so far, Shapiro has been cocky and he told people to go and talk to Kristi Noem. Just go and talk to her. That's the only thing you have to do. Alrighty, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Meanwhile, I think the ringleader of all this, Elisa Slotkin, said, Dinesh D'Souza put this up on Twitter. I haven't seen it anywhere else. Dinesh, in taking a look at the Gang of Six, said this from Lincoln. June 12, 1863, Abraham Lincoln talking about a touchy situation with people deserting the military said, "Must I shoot a simple-minded soldier boy who deserts, while I must not touch the hair of a wily agitator who induces him to desert?" Lincoln, on calls by Democratic elected officials for rebellion and sedition on the part of the military, June 12, 1863. Now, you can't say just blatantly this was a call for rebellion and sedition. What you can say, though, is it's over the line. It's over the line of something sacred, something touchy. And these people have created a situation here where people might act on it. And it deserves to be investigated. So Todd Blanche, put up or shut up. You should call for whatever the proper procedures are. And we're going to talk to these people and we're going to get them on record under oath and we're going to investigate it. What was their intent in doing this? But Dinesh's point is well taken. Lincoln saying, look, these people deserting and all, maybe they're mistaken and all, they're going to be shot. What about these people egging it on? What about these Democrats? It was Democrats again, back then again, Democrats egging this on. Now, they're not saying we want rebellion. We want to be seditious. And again, Houlihan is right here in our area. It's that motherly tone. It's that courtesy and civility. And then they do the most awful things. That's what she's engaged in. And she can't believe the response of Trump. Hey, guess what? If this is sedition, you could be executed for that. Isn't that essentially what he's saying again? I would button it up more rather than just randomly saying it so they can pick it apart that way. But they're the ones that provoked this. And Mark Kelly, you know, when I see the guy, I think, what a record and all that. Try to give him some grace, even though I differ with him. Now, you can't bring up Charlie Kirk, Mark Kelly. You can't. I don't care about your service or whatever. You can't bring up Charlie Kirk in this. That is ridiculous. It's shameful. You don't get to use his name for what happened here because of what you engaged in with these other malcontents who are just doing this to prove there's no kings, to appeal to the American public, and apparently to sow dissension in the military. All right. Don't forget. Now, we got a great side question, John. That's what we're looking for. Also, don't forget Scott Jennings. Man, the guy is going to town. I see him all over the place. I put up on my Twitter at DomShow1210 an interview he did with USA Today in which he spent almost the whole column talking about the fun he has of having these people directly across. And it's like a shootout. Where do those facial expressions come from that he does when they say something preposterous? He's a perfect blend of mocking it in a fun way and then the seriousness of actually the gravitas he brings to it. And he's been on CNN for a while. Just this year, though, it's blown up big time. We want you with us December 9th over at the Colonial Theater. It's going to be an unbelievable night. All that you have to do is just get your tickets. So I suggest the meet and greet particularly. You'll be backstage. You'll meet Scott. You'll meet me, Ro. Henry might be there. The whole gang. Go right now to 1210WPHT.com. Get those tickets. Be part of it. It's a real fun night. The theater's great. The bar's great. A lot of places to eat downtown. We did an event there already, so we know. Go to 1210WPHT.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
It is Dom time, so probably at 1 o'clock. Alan West is busiest week during the day, but I interviewed him on a national show. I couldn't think of anybody better to go to than all this whole idea of illegal orders and et cetera. And we'll play a little bit of that at 1 o'clock. I think it'll give you even more insight from somebody who is renowned as a military guy about what's up with these guys. And did Mark Kelly lose his mind, or was he farther out there than I thought? I give him more credit, you know, to being one of the, yeah, he's a Democrat and Gabby Gifford and all that. Now he's out there with Morning Joe today about the family and all. I get that. But he's blaming President Trump rather than he did something. And he's the name in this. People don't know all these other people necessarily. He's the name leading the charge on this and not backing away and still not having the dignity to give us something specific they think. I think the Crow guy said, well, Trump may have asked with some kind of mob outside the White House, can you shoot him in the leg? Now, even if he did, that's not an order. Okay, you're putting it out there. So now that's what we're going here. You're causing this because Trump may have said that. That's what you, and yet none of this breaking case of fire. Break the glass in case of fire. None of it happened during the Biden years when we were overrun constitutionally by an invasion force at the border. None of that. None of this talk. None of, remember, in the military, you don't have to follow that order. Does that apply if Biden says just let everybody into the country? You don't have to do your duty and try to stop it. Isn't that the same thing? No, this is so far over the line. And you know what it probably took all the, I want to see the emails. I want to see the back and forth to get them all together, to have them all enunciate their lines and have agreement and sign off on it. Who is it that coordinated all that? Why all of a sudden? What premise did they give? Political. This will really be, it's coming, in my view, it's coming out of the No Kings thing. They got the idea. You know what? This Snow Kings thing, wow, we had 7 million people, whatever number they said. So what we need to do is to tap into the one area, radioactive area, but we're going to do it. That's the military. We need to tap into that No Kings big energy. That's what people want. They want people that are going to resist Trump, and there's no better group of people to resist Trump than the military. I've said it how many times this week? If you're telling someone in the agriculture department, nope, don't do what Trump said on Snap here, slow walk it, defy them, they can't follow you, you got government protection, we got your back. That's unethical. I don't know about illegal, but it's unethical. It's over the line. Can't do it. But if you're in the military, you got to have impressed upon you, this is an area. Look, this country is founded and run by civilian control of the military. You can imagine following through on what they're saying here with a vast number of people out there in the military, and they suddenly start questioning, particularly the constitutional part. How would you be the one to say this is unconstitutional? You might say it's immoral, it's illegal. Trump says, shoot that person. Okay. But how would you make a judgment on the constitutionality? Was it constitutional for Biden to tell American forces to stand down and allow us to be overrun? Of course it wasn't. But there would be an argument. Well, he does have power, commander-in-chief, and this, sir, that's a matter for the Supreme Court. Right? So invoking the Constitution on this, I think, is very difficult. Just as a general principle. All right, let's get some people on board. Again, we're looking for an all-time John, Johnny, outside the box. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. I'll play a little bit of Alan West. And again, from his perspective, is it the Venezuelan drug boats? You know, let's debate it. But you can't be telling somebody in the military, don't hit that button on the drone. Really? Is that what you're doing here? Have we ever seen the media, I guess it's redundant, but let people off with just the simplest thing? If you want to do your job and have good TV, good ratings, good radio, whatever, you have to drill down again and again and again and again. Specifically, what are you talking about here? If you don't do that, we're just running this loop of letting them say what they said in the spot. Specifically. Some of them, one of them anyhow, I think it was Crow, said, well, we're not talking about anything specifically. Donald Trump is there for 3 years. Really? So this is just about Trump, and you're telling them to rebel even before anything happens. Yeah, that's what we're doing. All right, Steve in Bordentown. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
How you doing today, Dom?
Good, Steve.
I think that when we were all kids, well, maybe me and you, I don't know about the guys working for you. But if you got a wallet or if you got anything like that, there was always a little card in there. And it would say, John Doe, 100 Main Street, USA. Huh. And he also had the sister Jane.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And there was also a picture of Kim Novak in there.
What the heck? All right, thank you, Steve. I don't even know what.
Is that a joke I don't get? Is that
no, it must
sort
be,
of,
yeah. Well, yeah. Look, John Doe, though. Hey, we got a John Doe here. When they don't know your identity, every detective show, hey, it's a John Doe here. It looks like Henry Michette, but it's a John Doe, I think. Yeah, all right, John Doe's a good one.
We'll confirm through dental records.
Yeah, somebody's got to confirm that. The Kim Novak part, what the? And a picture of Kim Novak and John Doe. Ah, my God. All right, David, Lexington, Carolina here, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
When I was in college, I was dating this girl long distance at another school, and this was before email, so we would write letters and everything. And I found out she had a class with a high school ex-girlfriend of mine. And one night, I'd been partying, a little wasted. I called her up, and I talked to my girlfriend, and the ex's name is Jana, and I said, is Jana still really hot? Well, soon after that, I got all the stuff I ever sent her back in the mail, and including in that was not a Dear David, but a Dear John type letter. Dear John.
That's a good one.
The ultimate breakup.
You deserve that. My God, what the heck?
I did. Oh, I know, I know.
Oh, can you send some more? What's she wearing right now? Is she wearing nothing? Oh, my God, David. All right, we'll put you down for that. Now, these guys that call every day and know David, they'll bring that up constantly. She's still hot. A Dear John letter. That's a good one, though. Yeah, that's that. That works. All right. 855-839-1210. So, Mondami, big story today with President Trump. I read you the Ted Jenkins 5 points. He went into some detail trying to get this guy. It was brilliant stuff today at Fox.
We're going to have him on Monday.
On Monday. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, then we'll have a breakdown. See, I want to see coming out of this, not just the back and forth, New York's going to get the money, New York's not going to get the money. I want to see the engagement between the two. Now, I was going to ask who the ultimate capitalist is. I know Trump in his personal life, you can argue, is a capitalist, but come on. He's not governing as a capitalist, as a president. I mean, he spends money. He's a populist. Constantly does that.
It changes with the tides.
Yeah, right. It's not a pure, he doesn't say anything capitalism philosophy. He's not going to, I don't know if we'll be talking philosophy, capitalism.
I'd love to hear
with
his
Mondami.
Philosophy.
If he shows Mondami the gold plated toilet, it'd be interesting. I'd love to be a fly on the wall here than what Mondami says at that point. You know, and Mondami, I just went to free buses. Give me some money. Let me get the hell out of here. But Ted Jenkins, who'll be on Monday, writes, Lesson 1, capitalism expands supply, socialism rations it. Take housing, where Mondani says 1 in 4 people are living in poverty. Trump's view is simple. If you want rents to stabilize or fall, build more housing, especially affordable housing. What does socialism say? What does Mikey Sherrill say on day one? It's always stopping something or restricting something. Does that spread wealth? Does that spread more of the product? And isn't the best, I would give you, I was thinking of this as a side question, but it's too heavy. We like to do more of the softer side of Sears with side questions. But over the years, we've had all kinds of people. If you listen to talk radio enough, you hear them, particularly national shows, who fled a socialist or communist country. And what's the face of socialism? If I had to pick one, I can think of two. It's always the bread line, or the line to get into the supermarket where there's nothing. And every day you got to get in line. You can't buy a whole bunch or whatever. You got to come back every day to get the food. Think about the exhaustion. The other thing I think of is East German housing. Just look at it. On a gray day like this, it's hard enough outside. You're living there on these gray, bad days like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. How do you have any energy, any spark, anything at all?
Right.
It's brutal.
Yeah, like I when I think about it, I think about people looking cold in lines.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, for anything. I hear they have shoes. Well, I'm a size 11. Here's a 10. Make it work, you know. They have any of those Air Jordans there? Oh, my God. All right, so 855-839-1210. Get on board. And again, big event coming up. I saw Rich in a hall yesterday. We were talking about Scott Jennings, and this guy is on fire. He's all over the place, and for good reason. And we have him for like an hour 15, hour 20 minutes or so. And we have, well, really 2 hours. We have the meet and greet first, Colonial Theater over in Phoenixville. Storied place. Once you're there, December 9th, it's right around the corner because Thanksgiving's late this year. Get your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. And we'll talk with him, like, where did Scott Jennings come from? The book, too. Huge amount of time with President Trump and Elon Musk. I'll be honest, I know enough about Trump somewhat on my own. I've had no Elon Musk experience, you know. I can't imagine what this guy's, I don't think you could have a conversation with. I can't imagine. Hey, Elon, how you doing today? You think you'd get any response from Elon Musk?
He'd give like, I don't know. He'd start first. He'd be like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How am I doing?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. By the way, I have a flying car bill. I'm thinking of Musk here in Pennsylvania. They want flying cars to be part of the next 5 years here in Pennsylvania.
I saw those the other day in a news story. They look pretty cool.
Well, I just want to know, will I be driven in one of those by the guy from Uzbekistan? Will he be able to get his,
I'd imagine,
his real ID?
Well, I saw they're trying to use them for like emergency transports, you know, like
that's
more
okay.
Like ambulances.
Yeah,
so I think if you want to ride in one, you have to get hurt first.
Yeah, well, according to Back to the Future, we're 10 years late.
Yeah,
well,
true.
But we have emergency helicopters already. So why would we need a flying car? Within five minutes of us, and the Canadians don't. We have rescue helicopters that would be here in 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, that, I guess, it would have to be significantly faster than the helicopters or something in order to, for it to work. But, like, that's what I saw it's for. It's for medical use right now. It's like a one-man, one-passenger type of ordeal.
Yeah, exactly. This Uzbekistani guy, that's the guy I want to interview. I mean, can you imagine? Just I can't get enough of them turning this guy on. And the real ID, the blood, sweat, and tears of listeners trying to get those stupid real IDs. And they go, never mind. Give it to a guy from Uzbekistan. What the heck? Put that raised seal on there. He's good. He's not going to do anything. All right. Let's talk about rescue for a moment. Now at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of a huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs for over 40 years. Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time discounts. From immunity boosters and blood pressure help to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals, res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant, 826-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com, up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials. That's 826-ALIVE.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. So Bill de Blasio, not an Italian, Henry. I believe he's German. Italians are very sensitive about this guy because he's on...
Stolen Valor.
Yeah, that's right. He's on CNBC this morning. We're going to try to get him on because he says, don't flinch. Trump is going to try a Zelensky-type maneuver on Mondani.
What, is Mondani showing up in sweatpants today?
Yeah, well, first of all, Mondani looks like a tiny guy. Remember with the bench press, it was only like 50 pounds, and they had to lift, and they're lifting this stuff up, and they're going, yes, he did it. So you know Trump is going to try to tower over him somehow or another when he comes in.
Or some lifts today.
Yeah, and this guy, McNaris Santoro, on CNN says, Trump keeps calling Mondani a communist. He's not a communist. Come on. For public consumption, you could say he's a democratic socialist. He's a commie. That doesn't mean he's a commie in the sense, you know, the full commie, what he would do. He knows he can't get away with that in New York, so he's going to say something less. But I do hope, rather than just transactions with Trump today of who's going to do what and the money and all that, I do hope out of this, the two of them, Trump brings up some stuff. I can't hear Trump saying, well, you know, capitalism. Can you hear Trump saying capital? I don't think he talks like that. I don't see it. But I hope there's some back and forth on this whole thing. And I think Trump is seeing this as an opportunity to get into the affordability thing and what he's done. The White House has put out the first 10 minutes of Trump and what some of the triumphs are, and there are a lot of them. But this showdown today is really going to be interesting. All right, we got that going on. And Alan West on the military thing, going to play you a little bit of the interview I did with him the other night. And your all-time Johnny, or John, in honor of our producer. We'll have to give him a lot of space today for the decision-making on this. They may want to curry favor when you call him today, since it's his kind of namesake day here. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. Dave, again, hits a home run. I mean, I got a Dear John letter when I was in the Air Force.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that it didn't upset me because I didn't expect her to wait for me. She was beautiful, young. I don't know when I'm going to be back. So I just left and figured I was single. So when I got the letter, I read it to my girlfriend. and I wrote back to her saying, you didn't have to do this, man. I we're on good terms. Leave it like that. You have a good life. But you were talking earlier about the things that these people are doing that they didn't do when Biden was in office. And I'm with you 1,000%. In fact, unless we do something, we're heading towards a tyranny of the judiciary, Dom. Now, these John Roberts, and it goes up to John Roberts, they're all complaining about, oh, Trump's doing this, Trump's doing that. They didn't handle the grand jury right. But they didn't say anything when Democrats were lying to FISA judges and taking away everybody's phones against constitutional rights. They didn't say a word. Yeah, even John Roberts. He's out saying stuff.
They took the Patriot Act and they took it exactly what was in there and they ran with it in the wrong way. And that's definitely constitutional, illegal, et cetera. Didn't say a word about it. And can you imagine invoking the name of Charlie Kirk? Come on, Mark Kelly has outed himself in a bad way here.
He sank himself to a low that he'll never get out of in my eyes. But I'll get right to the side question. And you said it was an all-time John, and I got to ask, is Hugh Grant off the board?
Nicely played, yeah.
No, I'm going to go with a serious answer today, and it's probably one of the first big-time Johns, and I'm going to go with John Paul Jones. I have not yet begun to fight. You guys have a great weekend, Dom.
That is right, and I always think about him, but it's Commodore Barry, really, named after the bridge. I don't know if most people at Camry, have you ever been over the Commodore Barry Bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have? I'm surprised. It's like out there in the wilderness, unknown. You know, it just doesn't.
I can't remember the last time I've been over it, but I know I have at some point.
I don't know if I've been over it in 30 years or more. Why would I? I'm on the Commodore Barry. What the hell happened? Why is this
America?
Did I make
a wrong turn?
Yeah, exactly. All right, 855. It's be like if I were in a 7-Eleven. How did I get here? Who kidnapped me? Why would I go into a 7-Eleven?
What do you got against 7-Eleven?
When you have Wawa here, how do you end up in a 7-Eleven? I just can't imagine. 7-Eleven looks like a socialist place, and Wawa's next door. Yeah. 855. What would the socialist convenience store be like? Not convenient.
Sheets.
Yeah. You only have an hour wait to get something here. Not to 10. It's a convenience store. All right, the great Colonel Alan West did an interview. I want to play a little bit on this whole military thing. Keep the Johns coming here. And yeah, Hugh Grant might be one of the most famous Johns of all time. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.